Kum lehn in a blank gemara. We're up to daf yud aleph amud aleph. Says the gemara, we're about 5 lines above the white lines. Yemen Hashem l'shnei goyim bebitnech. The Ibsha said to Rivka that you have two nations in your stomach. Amud av yud amarav. Atikr goyim nations elegeim. Those who are elevating the community, eminent people, the Antoninus, the Rebbe. They never ever, because of their wealth, it never happened. Sorry?
Proud.
That's what it means literally, but what would you. Okay, anyway. That they never, it's ever ceased from their table, loy chazeres, no salad, like kish, cucumbers, like chenin, like radishes, loy moizachalon, even though it's not seasonal, they always had fruits. So today we're all like Rebbe Antoninus, we have fruits the whole year round. But and these are good things. Radishes, when you eat radishes, it breaks up the food in your digestive system. And lettuce turns the food upside down. And kishas, cucumbers, widens your intestines and your stomachs and makes it easier to digest. It's easier. Why is it called cucumbers? It's difficult. The word kishuyin is from the word difficult for a person. Kecharov is like spears, like kasha. Habaravra, large cucumbers is bad for you. Habazutra, small cucumbers is good for you. Okay, we're up to two dots, 3 lines, and a wide line. The few aleph and aleph. Yom haleida v'yom hamisa. The day of birth, perfect timing. Okay, there's no discussions. Yom haleida v'yom hamisa. The birthday of the king. Or the death of the king, the birthday of the king, or the death of the king, what do you call it, is a day that they celebrate, so you have to not do any business with them, and so on. 3 days prior, if you eat aleph and aleph, 4 lines and a wide line, so 2 dots. Miklal, so we said, the Rabbanon said, when is the death of the king considered a day of worship if they burn all his stuff with him? If they don't, it's not. And I made holes, regardless whether they burn the stuff, they don't burn the stuff, it's all the same. So the Gemara and Miklal did I made holes. Lo yishna misa sheyesh b'sreifa. It doesn't matter when he dies and they burn everything with him. Lo yishna misa sheyesh b'sreifa. When he dies, they don't burn everything with him. Polchi bolla avayyuchav. They'll always worship avayyuchav. You don't do any business. The Rabbana, the ones that said it depends if they burn the stuff or not. Alma sreifa lav chuki. According to Rameya, they didn't have to burn the things with him. You know, it makes no difference. They burned it. Didn't burn either way. They celebrate and they worship their deity. Miklal did Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that sreifa chuki. Rabbanan hold that no, that they had to by law. They had to burn all the king's products with him, merchandise with him, all his belongings with him, and therefore it's a chuk. Only there's a sefer that means he's a king. If there's no sefer, it means he's not a king. Freddy Gemara, if it's a chuk of a goy, what Tanya didn't we learn? Sorfin al hamalachim, the Jewish kings also you burn when they pass away. You take all their belongings and you burn it. Don't say it's a goyish custom. Navi chuk ekod rabbanan that what? This is by an ordinance that the grave has to be done. That's why anan hechisafin, how can we burn? Things that they do that don't, let's explain to the length. If they don't make sense, then bechukar sehem leisalech, you shouldn't follow their ways. Hello. Kuliyam, everyone agrees, sreifa lav chuki. Not every king did they burn all of his stuff. So it's not a chok, and therefore Yidin can do it as well. And we know because Yimya told Tzikiyo, you're going to die like all the other Jewish kings, and you're going to be, all your belongings are going to be burned alongside you. Ella chashivusa.
Which is different to burning, not
sorry?
I would say burying is different to burning.
Well, they were burning things as well. You're going to burn all your things. We'll see later. He says they were misrafa yisavisech. We'll see. Ela chashivusa. We'll soon see. Chashivusa he. It's a sign of whether people respected the king or not. If they respected the king, they felt, how can anybody else sleep on the bed that the king slept on? How can anybody else sit in his stool? So they would burn all his things. That shows a shine of respect. So according to Rabbanan, only those kings that they respected, they would worship their deity. If they didn't respect, they wouldn't. I don't care. Even they didn't really respect him, the fact that he was a king, so they would worship their deity. Whether they would worship their deity. If there's sreif involved, that means that his king was respected, then they would worship their deity. But they wouldn't worship. What about Jewish kings? You're allowed to burn, when a king, Jewish king, passes away, they would also burn all the stuff. It's a surfing. The ain't bamishum darkei moed. There's no iser of following the goyish way. And it says that Yemiya told Tzikiyo, "B'shalom tamid, you will die peacefully." And they will burn your belongings just like they burned your ancestors. And then we go further. Kashem says, just like they burn when it comes to kings, his belongings. The Nasi was the head of the Bezin, the Nasi of every generation. They used to burn his belongings as well. What kind of his belongings? What did they burn? His house? What would they burn? Mitosam, the bed, reclater, and everything they personally used. It's not covered that anybody else used. Just like William Sanhedrin, that his wife is no, that does not have a din of Yivama because it's not covered. Someone else should live with his wife. It's not covered. Someone else should live with his belongings. Umaisa Shemesa Rabbi Gamliel Zaken. The story of Gamliel Zaken passed away, and Rabbi Yaakov Eben said it can't be a Gamliel Zaken because the story is klepnished. The sort of all of Uncle Zaged, and Uncle Zaged is Talmud, so therefore they say it was a different, not that Rabbi Gamliel Zaken, but just regular Rabbi Gamliel, the grandfather of Rabbi, the friend of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, that Uncle Zaged, because Uncle Zaged was a Talmud. Yavna, yeah. And because our Uncle Zaged was a student we had in the Megillah of Rabbi Lezer and Hurricane Rabbi Yeshua. So, the sort of all of Uncle Zaged, Shivim Mona Tzuri, he burnt 70 coins, and each coin is worth 25 shalim, says Rashi, and made out of gold. The Amri. What do you mean? He said he burnt money. Didn't we just say Mahin Saifan Alain me toss on the clip? The only thing that he used, why money? Ema Bishiva Manatsuda, the value of 70 Tsuri, burnt another king's belongings were very, very expensive. He burnt them all. Umidi Akhrin Allah, and it's not the king's Gamliel. And nothing else. But time we learned Oikrin ala Malachim, that they used to go ahead and use to take his animals, and they would remove certain veins and certain arteries from him, from his animals. They should take over out some of the sinews and veins from his foot to show a sign again that it's not public. Anybody else should use these animals. Omer HaPapa, Elchay's nice belongings, he didn't use them. Oh, yes, he did. Sus Shirachov, remember this horse that he used to ride on? That's something that he used personally. And the king had his horse, so no one else should ride on that horse. Freddy Motor Behemoth, Tidal Loy, and ordinary animals that are tired, you wouldn't do the same thing. Because the king, but we know that he did it, so the king has no use of ordinary animals. But Tanya, Ikud Shiyesh, but today for us on ordinary animals to go ahead and to pull out these veins is also why, because he just made it treif. And what's wrong with making treif? So Rashi said there's an iser of making the animal treif. The Tosafot asks, what kind of iser is there making the animal treif? So someone said, Rashi holds good about Tashchis. There's no reason why you should make the animal treif. So it's about Tashchis. Others like Tzab Balachayim for no reason. We should aim by treif and mutter. Sorry? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about behemoth. We're trying to bring a raya. A king didn't ride on a behemoth, so and yet a behemoth by a king, he also did something to the animal. And you just said only tashmishim, things that he used. That's our question here. Teisa says l'chayiv is no treifa. Who cares? But it's still tzab al chayim. It's a chayim deraisa. Teisa is a fascinating thing. Teisa says that the covet of malachim is greater because of it's the whole Jewish community that it affects is greater than tzab al chayim and isa deraisa tzab al chayim. Teisa says here. Shleim at the end of the last line, the shiny covered hameler should cover the chol Yisrael. Something that affects the king affects klal Yisrael. The osi covered rabim, the dochi tzab alachaim, and a covered of a rabim goes ahead and pushes away tzab alachaim. So they ask himself, why doesn't also push away batashkes? For some reason or another, covered hameler, which is covered tzibur, pushes away tzab alachaim, but it doesn't push away batashkes because tzab alachaim at the end of the day is a tzar of an animal. So it's forbade it, but not when it's the covered of Melech is at stake. Baltashka is an independent Easter for everybody. The king also has Easter, but it's an independent Easter, and it still needs Hezbollah. Tell me about it. How do you affect the animal without turning into treifa? Says the Gemara. I'm a bay. He's hamenasha pasay sem in erkuva lamata. If below the knee, you take off some of the veins. If there, it doesn't render the animal treif. No, and what? How did the king use his animal? Tiger a puppet. Bagola hamoyshechez bekoron. We're talking about a calf that pulled the wagon. So you could have kosher animals also being used by the king. Yem teglach hazik. The day that he shaved his beard, he boiled and then it says he shaved his beard and bluris. What do you mean? What did he do to the bluris? The day that he shaved the bluris, or the day that he let the bluris grow? You know, lahavdil by abshainish. What's the idea of abshainish? You cut the hair in order to have the payas grow. So you do two things. You're cutting hair, but the main purpose is to have the payas. So, ibaylu hechitani, how do we read it? Yom teglach, as the day he shaved his beard, vihanoch as bulurisa, and the day he also allowed the bulurisa to grow. Is that the day of worshipping? The day once a year that he used to remove the bulurisa. That's the day when he shaved your beard, you worship, they worship the God. Toshma gavne, tanya, tavayu, and both of them in the braisa. Yom teglach, as the day that he shaves his beard and he leaves the bluris, or Yom Teglach Azik, they shaves his beard, v'hav vodablus, and he removes the bluris. Amaraf Yonam Shmuel, Oid Achedes, Yesh Lem Bereimi, there's another day, another celebrated day in Rome that the Mishnah is mentioned, which means the Chayden times the Mishnah didn't exist. Achaz Hashem, those anti-Semitic, once every 70 years, they did the following. Mevi'in Adam Shom, they would bring a complete man, u'makivin oisei al Adam Chiyah, and they would place him on top of a man that was, what do you call it? That was Ahinkadik, yeah? Someone was lame. U'malbishin oisei bigde Adam Arishin. They would place on him the begodim of Adam Arishin. Rashi Chubash had beautiful clothes. U'menich le'barashay karkif lo'ishe Rabbi Shmo. If you remember in Aser Rugim Malchus that the princess, when they were killing of the Rabbi Shmuel, she asked, Rabbi Shmuel was so handsome, she asked to remove the skin of his face, and she hung it up in her room. And Rashi says it's still there in their treasures. How does Rashi know? Rashi says here, if you look at Rashi, Kakifle Rabbi Shmuel, parallel to the Gemara, Koyen Godl is a Koyen Godl, Umaharugi Malchus, he's one of the 10 Harugi Malchus, Umatoich Yofyoy. And because of his, if he was so handsome, nichnes belev bas keser, it entered her mind. Vehivshita orpana, they removed, they flayed his skin. Vechanta ba'farsamen, and she then bombed it in these oils. Shetehei mikuyemis, it should last. Velo yishtana, va'adayin munach beginziraimi. And it's still sitting in the Vatican. Imagine. Anyway. It's a Gemara Chulin, but there we'll see. Not everyone has his girsa, his face,
the skin
of his face,
embalmed skin.
Anyway, they put it on top of this person. The Tolula Betzavari Miskol Reizuzah the pizza. They played on him a very expensive.
It's
sorry.
Very strange because a lot of these old parchments, if you put them inside, you expose them to the atmosphere. So they have to put them in the special.
And bomb them. Maybe they.
No,
yeah.
Bomb now. Whatever it's treated, the skin's treated. Yeah. But then there's also been some sort of a
container,
special, air container. Yeah.
Well, like back. Yeah.
So this might be the.
In Russia, they keep looking at the entire body in a mausoleum.
It's in bombs.
It's all covered up. That's covered in glass or something. It's not in an ordinary room. Is it?
They took out all the oxygen from the thing. It's a vacuum.
It's an ordinary room. Or the body's covered.
It's body covered in a glass, but some motion of air inside is visible.
Okay. And they would pave the streets with diamonds, and they make this following announcement. They would say, the cheshbon kirei of your officer, plastered, is false. Plastered means is a lie. No, but you said the Mashiach is coming, and so on and so forth. Baba Mises. Achved of Marana, the brother of our teacher, that was Esau's brother, Yaakov. Zaifana is a forgery. He stole the brachas from Yaakov. The chami chami, those who saw this as a spectacle saw, those didn't, will never see again because only once every 70 years. Why they did it once every 70 years? Maybe because you mentioned a saying about Shimon Shana, a person lives for 70 years. So, like to represent that every lifetime every of the Jew is a waste of time. My, and they would say then, my ahani l'ramo b'ramusa, what did it help Yaakov cheating Esav then? You think he didn't have a good time? And his forgery, with his fraudulent way of behaving, they would conclude, they themselves would conclude about themselves, v'ayladin kat yokum dein, but us, way, woe is to Esav, when Yaakov eventually will get up and Mashiach will come, and he'll give Esav a partzia. So this is another festival. You know that obviously the gods and so on. Amar Rav Ashi, Yichshilim Pim L'Rashayim. Even though they were trying to celebrate Esav, they actually said something. Their grammar was wrong, and they made a mistake. They were said Zayfon Achvad. They were said that the brother of our teacher was a forger is one thing. They were referring to Yaakov. Kidikamrin. Hashad Ami said the Morana. They said Achvana, the brother, and then they said Morana Zayfona. Put a comma between Achvana and read as if our teacher, our father. was a forger. He was a forger. But on the Gufa's Eifnehu, Ace himself was a forger. It turns out in my time of Choshev, so why is not time to mention it? Lahaydi said, B'chol Shasa V'Shasa Choshev. Those which repeat itself every year he mentioned. The lesser B'chol Shasa V'Shasa, like a Choshev. Those are only once every 7 years. He didn't mention. Hani D'Roy Moy. These festivals are Roman festivals. With the Pasayimai, what are the Persian festivals? So he tells you, which I don't know what they are, but Mutradi, Mutradi, Veturisaiki, Muhanarki, Ummoyharin. Hani, the Pasoy, the Ramoy. Okay, these are festivals from Persians and Romans. The Bavloimai. What's the Bavaldiker festivals? Moranki, Vaknise, and the Eser Ba'adr, the 10th day of Adar, something happened, there was their festival. Amr Khan Barav Chiz, Amr Abba, Amr Khan Barav, Amr Av, Chamisha, Bate, Avoided, Kham Kvim, there are five designated full time churches. You should be aware of them. Eluhain, Beis Baal, the Bavel, the Beis Baal and Bavel, Beis Navoy, Bekursi, Tarasa, Sheba Mapek, Tzrifa, Sheba Ashkelon, and Nasha, Sheba Baya. I see, add another church, Yarid Sheba Ein Bechi. Nidvuchu Sheba Aku. Ikid, I'm going to say Nidbro Sheba Aku. It was Nidbro Aku. And I'm going to say, you must Yarid Sheba Aku, Nidvuchu Sheba Ein Bechi. These are things of churches. Umbele, Abchan, 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 Mike, what do we have to know this for? And what do you mean they're fixed churches? As opposed to what? Umlechachem Abu Deimach, your grandfather said, who was Abdi's grandfather? His mother's father. Kvuyin hein la oilam, that these churches work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tadida kulushas polchu, a whole year they're worshipping, not just, you know, these special occasions. So these churches, you're not allowed to deal with them any day of the year because a whole year they're worshipping. Oh, mashmul, is there any church today that 7 days a week? All churches are only open on Sundays. I'm talking about they have services every day. No one has services every day. Begoyla, we already had before, he said that in diaspora, the only day that's us is Yom Eidam. Yom Eidam, not me, also. Why is even that day also? But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda allowed to Rabbeinu to sell wine to in Chutz Laretz, to the churches, or of Gidul, Lizbunich, it's a wheat. The Taya, and the festival of the wanderers. They say shiny chakshatayt like the chakshatayt. It's not even fixed them because they don't really care if they do worship. They don't worship. It's not a big deal for them. So therefore, if you sell them, who knows if they're going to use it for avodah zarah? They're not necessarily going to use avodah zarah. So Shmuel holds and the diaspora, it's only one day, not the 3 days prior. And as we said, the Rishayim said today, it's even less than that. Shmuel is saying it because of Eva. And today, because of Chal, not because of Eva. You know, because we live amongst the goyim, we have to do business with them. But today they don't even have that because of Eva, but because they have nothing. Because if it's Eva, Shmuel holds at least the day of the festival on Christmas Day, and I'll do any business with them. We hold that all these laws don't apply at all because they don't really worship idols today at all.
Supposed to pronounce that word?
Why not? I mean, whatever, people don't, but it's not an Issa. The whole thing we're saying here is they're not really idol worshippers. My brother used to sell jewelry, and he had to sell jewelry crosses.
Yeah.
Yep. Saying it's a piece, it's a, what do you call it? You know, it's a piece, it's not a joke about this going
church. So okay, I'm gonna go and get a tell him, they look up AI Timber Company, they ring up AI Timber Company, can you make us a tell him? So the guy answers, Utah Yours or the one I
use. Very good. So the Mishnah is she yes, if you have a city that is not there, chutzalah mutter, but outside the city, you're allowed to deal with them. Or forget, how you chutzalah outside the city, the outskirts of the city, they worship Yisrael. Toichalah mutter, but in the city, you're allowed to. Every neighborhood is different. Ma'ul leilich l'sham bismansha. Yeah, are you allowed to go to the city on the festival day? Bismansha derech miyuchedet l'makom, that this road ends in that city. Also, because Maris Ayin, they'll think you're going to worship or you're going to help them out. Ve'im hoyu yochel halach bolam makom achad. Even though you want to go to that city, if this particular road goes to the city and beyond, then mutter, because people are not going to suspect that you're going to Eved Avodah Zarah. They're going to think that you're going to go beyond. Says the Gemara, hey, chidami, chutzalah, what do you mean outside? Amar Hashem, Elok, Hashem, Chanina, kigayin, atloiza shel Azza. We're talking about the markets of Azza, which are so close. They used to sell animals over there. And it was so close. What do you call it? They had a avodah zarah there, but the market was like right next to it, contiguous to it, and you're allowed to go to the market to do your buying. So it's not a question of distance. In this area, they didn't do avodah zarah, so you're allowed to deal with them. What about the marketplace in Aza? Can you? He specifically asked him about it. He never went to the city of Tzur, which is Tyre. But the Yidden go and Mamash live together, and yet they trust each other. In other words, the fact that they're together, you have to know each place. In the marketplace of Aza, you can go because they don't worship idols there. So the money you give them is not going to idols. In the city of Tzur, you have to eat and go sitting together at the same table and eating while they eat. It's kosher and the goy is safe. Nochmet, they both put their things on top of the same stove, they share a stove. And Chachamim trusted the goy and they wouldn't do anything. Is that so? Saying by Avodah Zarah, that you give them money, whatever it is, you trust that they're not going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara. So just because they're right next to the city doesn't mean they're going to use your money in the city. What do you mean they weren't chayshish? What weren't they chayshish? Three opinions. Omar Abayi says, the guy can, when he turns around, we don't say, the he turns around backwards, the shoddy, maybe he'll throw a piece of the veil in the pot. So they're just like when chayshish, he's the nice in the veil, when chayshish, that he's going to take your money and use it for everybody's order for the city. Because that hit him. The kavos, the same thing by Hachinami, Chachamim should be Chachamim. Rava says, no, what are you talking about? Over there, why in the world would the guy put in the veil in the Yiddish pot? What does he gain from it? Why would he do it? Of course he's not Chayshish. But Avodah Zarah, maybe he wants to ingratiate with other people over there. Maybe he will do it. He'll give them money. So what are you comparing? It says, Rava, I'll give you a different answer altogether. We're not worried because Bishul Akum, maybe the Eid will trust the guy, or the Eid will ask the guy to go ahead and cook for him, and that's Bishul Akum, which is the Rabbonon. We're not worried over here also that maybe the guy will afterwards take the money and go and give it to the people in the city who are worshiping Rabbi Zara. No, that isn't a problem either. We're worried that things will splatter from the treifa pot onto the kosher pot. We're not worried about it. Either that maybe it'll splatter. Splatter is only a chash. And when I worry, just like over there, when I worry about a chash, so too is only a chash, because in the marketplace they did not worship idols. What do you? It's only a chash that maybe he will go next door and look into the city. He'll give them when I worry. Okay, we'll stop here.